Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says his American Rescue Plan is working and that the nation's economy is growing again.
First is providing checks and pockets and shots and arms. More than 163 million rescue payments have already gone out. These are checks, direct payments of up to $1,400.
In a White House briefing, Biden also defended his proposed tax hike on big business and the wealthy to pay for his economic proposals, but says he is willing to compromise. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he's 100% focused on stopping Biden's economic agenda. Moderna has released data on tests of a booster shot of its COVID-19 vaccine. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the booster is intended to protect people from dangerous variants of the disease.
There's been a question about whether the current crop of COVID-19 vaccines will work against the variants that were first detected in South Africa and Brazil. Moderna tried two strategies, one giving people a booster of the existing vaccine, and two, giving people a booster made of a modified vaccine specifically targeted to the South African variant. Based on laboratory data, both approaches improve the immune response to the variants. Not surprisingly, the improvement against the South African variant was strongest in the people who received the vaccine targeted to that variant. The company is also testing a single vaccine that uses both strategies. Joe Palca, NPR News.
A federal judge in Washington has struck down the government's moratorium on evictions, saying that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not have the authority to issue the order. The Justice Department says it's appealing. Opponents of the moratorium say that rental assistance is needed instead. The ban was imposed last year because of economic hardships caused by the pandemic. It's set to expire at the end of June. House Republicans are building momentum to remove Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership posts in the U.S. House. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports on the backlash over Cheney's criticism of former President Donald Trump.
Tensions have been simmering for months as Cheney refuses to let up on Trump for undermining the 2020 election and inciting the Capitol insurrection. Many Republicans view her fierce rebukes as being at odds with her role of carrying out party messaging, especially as GOP leaders are working with Trump to get his support for the next election. Now, those leaders are rallying behind New York's Elise Stefanik for Cheney's job as GOP conference chair. Stefanik, who began her political career as a moderate but has since become a vocal Trump supporter, has the backing of the number two House Republican, Steve Scalise, and Trump himself. The House is currently on recess, so any official vote to remove Cheney would happen next week at the earliest. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are higher. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed. This is NPR News. Former President Trump remains banned from Facebook for now. The social media company's oversight board is upholding the decision to suspend Trump's account amid concerns that his postings were inciting violence. But the board also says it was inappropriate for Facebook to suspend Trump's account indefinitely. The matter will be reviewed once again in 6 months. Five Florida waterways are listed as plaintiffs in a lawsuit over a housing project in the fragile wetlands. From member station WMFE, Amy Green reports that the lawsuit was filed under a new Orange County charter amendment that makes it possible to sue on behalf of natural resources.
The plaintiffs are tributaries of the Kissimmee River, which forms the headwaters of the ailing Everglades. The lawsuit argues the development violates the waterway's rights to exist and flow freely without pollution. Chuck O'Neill brought the suit.
We're running out of uplands in Florida, so developers are turning to wetlands, and these wetlands are what filter our water. These wetlands are what provides our drinking water.
Defendant Beachline South Residential LLC did not immediately respond to a request for comment. A spokeswoman says the State Department of Environmental Protection, another defendant, does not comment on pending litigation. For NPR News, I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
Cleanup continues across parts of the nation's southeast in wake of heavy downpours and tornadoes this week. The storms are blamed for at least 3 deaths and dozens of injuries. Forecasters say that Mississippi experience a dozen tornadoes on Sunday. This is NPR News.